Again, a 4-0 final here from Laban. Badgers win 4-0 over Bemidji State. Joining us from the down at the tunnel, Jim Scanlon, coach. Another hard-fought battle by your team. Just were not able to get much offense going down there. Talk about some of the positives here that you'll take from this game today.
Thanks, Kelly. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I sure can.
Thank you. Well, first of all, give credit Wisconsin. I thought they were outstanding. I thought for as good as they were yesterday, they were even better today. And certainly when Sarah Nurse is in the lineup, that changes things immensely, because she's an outstanding player. And you could just see her impact right from the get-go. But you know what? We just kept battling. You know, that's again, that's what we talked about. We're all said and done. You know, it's every season's going to have its ups and downs. The key is we don't want to be like a roller coaster. We're not going to go down into a deep valley. You know, it's we took a step. There was a lot of our players had an opportunity to play in an environment like this against a high quality opponent like Wisconsin, and now they're going to be better for it. So. Those are the types of things we take away. But again, I liked our battle level. I liked our compete level. We didn't quit. We kept battling right to the end.
Well, and I know you rolled all four lines, and you certainly had some great looks, you know, even from your third and fourth lines. And I really can't even call them third and fourth lines now because they play so well together. But that line of Thibodeau, Fawcett, and Nelson had two really good looks there in the third.
They did, yeah. You know what? They just work hard. You know, that's the bottom line. Everybody's going out there, and it's just one after another. And you know, again, Wisconsin's, you know, they've only given up the two goals for a reason. They're a very solid team defensively. They've got a decor, like I said, might get overshadowed by some others, but they're just very, very good.
Well, and your penalty kill today, despite giving up that one goal, outstanding, despite that your two main penalty killers were in the penalty box. Even a Bilic with three, that's very uncommon for her, very uncharacteristic. And I know Stephanie Anderson getting called for a penalty too, and your PK team obviously picked up the pieces there for you guys.
Well, you got it. You're certainly gonna have more than a handful of players that are gonna kill, and I think you know, anybody that's going out there does a great job. You look at Laura Miller, you know, she takes just a rocket off her arm, and you know, she comes to the bench with a big smile on her face saying "Owie." And then she goes right back out and does it again. I mean, that's just the mindset, and it just shows the type of the character that's in that locker room.
Well, a couple of times your offense did get some rushes there on the power play, but you just weren't able to get anything to the net. Talk about the Badger defense there and how hard they pinch to keep you away from getting any shots on net.
Well, it's just the way they play. It's just obviously they're very structured. It's certainly very good defenseman. They got an outstanding goalie, so the chances we did get, she was there to snuff anything out. But you know, they skate well, and like you said, they're well coached. So there's no easy ice in terms of us trying to make plays, and that's when you just got to continue to work hard and try to get pucks to the net. You know, they're not going to be pretty goals. You got to just try to get stuff to the net, see if you can't create a little chaos. It's very similar to what their second goal was today. That's the type of goals we need to score. Yeah, they got a puck to the net, and it was a scramble, and they were able to get a loose puck on it.
Well, I know I talked to Lauren Miller during the second intermission, and I personally probably shouldn't have asked her if it was frustrating. Probably the wrong word to use. It was a bit frustrating to watch as a fan or as an announcer a couple of times. I know your team battles so hard out there, but I hope your team didn't feel the frustration that the rest of us were feeling. I know as you guys were trying to get some offense and trying to get the puck out of the zone.
Well, they're going to be frustrated. You go two games without scoring, and then you know you're working as hard as you can, and you have nothing to show for it. And you know, there was a lot of stuff going on that wasn't called. And then you know, I thought, you know, Eve takes a slash and they don't call it, and I think she got a little frustrated, and that's why she took that last penalty. But you know, that's what we talked about. Those are the things you can't let that kind of stuff happen. You just got to keep playing hard. And you know, that's one you got to battle through it.
You got to look forward to next weekend. You'll be battling St. Cloud State back home, which will be nice. The Huskies had a 4-2 lead on North Dakota with 3 minutes left, and North Dakota tied it up. Just so you know, the Huskies battling hard. What do you expect to see out of them next weekend?
Well, it's you know, it's another WCHA contest, so we know it's going to be a battle. It's you know, the biggest thing is it's an opportunity to get right back at it. Three big points are going to be out there on Friday, and that's what we got to go for.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly.